Donald Trump behaved like a rich kid whining he'd take his football home if he didn't like how the game was going. Trump owned this shutdown. He admitted that before walking out on the Democratic congressfolk. He refused to budge from $5.7 billion for a border wall or the government stays closed. Experts said a wall the length of the border would be ineffective, even counterproductive. Texas Congressman Will Hurd, who's ex-CIA, called the wall the most expensive and least effective solution. It sure wasn't the emergency, Trump claimed. But Trump's got to do the craziest things Ann Coulter and Rush dare him to do. That, too, reminds me of boyhood. If my fourth-grade pals dared me to do any bad thing, I had to do it to keep up my rep. The shutdown did vast harm. It'll cost tens of billions of dollars. It hurt a lot of people badly. It endangered air passengers and slowed down FBI investigations, including child sex trafficking. Furloughed workers lined up for meals or groceries in our community of hope. We don't yet know all the ways this thing hurt us or how much of that damage is permanent. Donald just folded his arms and shouted, "Wall!" Fortunately, some Italian kid's mom told Donald no, quietly but firmly, and stuck to it. He refused her request to delay the State of the Union, then delayed it. He said no to reopening the government with no wall funding, but she held fast and Donald's Republican pals started to abandon him since the shutdown was hurting them politically. He caved. So now what? They'll try to agree on funding the government and discuss border security and immigration. They can probably do the budget, but may not resolve border issues within 3 weeks. Then, according to Donald, he may grab his football and run home. He says he'll either shut down the government or declare the border an emergency to go around Congress. Even Trump isn't dumb enough to try another shutdown. Few Republicans would join him, and Congress would override a veto. He might try the emergency declaration to show the other kids he's on it. There'd be a lawsuit, so nothing would have to happen immediately. The Democrats and some Republicans should eventually find a compromise on what to do at the border, but it won't include the big, beautiful wall or anything like $5.9 billion to fund it. Trump is making noises now like someone who'll agree that drones and other technology can do better than the wall in some places, while a wall's just impractical in others. So he might get on board the compromise and tweet that the compromise is a wonderful, wonderful deal and a big win for Donald.